So were you the first two black people on the fire department?
Yeah.
So what was that like?
It was the first day I went to the agility. The process was kind of stressed out a little bit. I think I don't recall exactly when I took the written exam, but when I took the agility test, this guy, his name was Charlie Boy. He called me over in the corner. He was giving the agility test, and he called me over in the hallway of that was at Dula Center, Dula Basketball, Dula Recreation Center. They were giving the agility test. So he calls me over and he says, "Let me speak to you for a minute." So we stand in the hallway, you know, at the center there, and he was saying, "Man, you don't want to go through with this," and I'm saying, "Go through with this?" He said, "Yeah, because they're going to be waiting on you." You know, who's going to be waiting on me? Now, you know, when I went to this agility, I was thinking, "Man, I really don't want to do this." You know, I mean, you know, I'm having a good time where I am. You know, working a few blocks from my house. The hours were good, you know, the pay was pretty good, you know, it was better than what I was getting ready to make. So, but when he said this, then this motivated me to want to meet this gorilla, whoever this was, that was going to prevent me from working, you know, because I'd never met that, you know. And I was kind of arrogant, too, because I'd just come out of the Navy, and I had worked with this doctor as his assistant, so, you know, and I'm still pretty young at the time. And so I thought, well, I got to give it a try, you know. So when I hit the floor, I was defensive, you know. But the first day I went to work, the fire chief says, "I understand you were a corpsman in the Navy." And I said, "Yeah." This is after drill school, after the two-week training course that they give you. And then he said, "Well, I need you to take a, you know, look at this sore I got in my arm." So he had a splinter had went in his arm straight down. So I went to the rescue unit and got some tools that I needed, an Allis clamp, you know, and I probed through the mucus and stuff and felt it, you know, because I had just left the Navy, you know, and all this was fresh in my head. So I probed and I found this splinter, so I pulled it out, and I worked on a urology ward, so the bandages that you do there have got to be unique. So when I bandaged him up, he looks at it and he thinks, "Wow, I've never seen anything, you know, that good, you know." So right away I went to the rescue unit. And this was a good and a bad situation in that it took me away from the engine, which is the, you know, which is the basis or the basic for firefighting, or for even, you know, learning about the engine itself, you know. And then this is the promotional exams are all about, you know, this engine. But it also took me away from the rest of the crew, you know, because I'm gone all the time on this rescue unit, so I don't see the prejudice, I don't hear the prejudice that I might have, you know, had I been around the station most of the time. So I did that for 5 years, and then I from there went to driving a tanker, and then I drove the tanker for a while, which you didn't have to be certified. You just, you know, everybody could drive this, you know, it's just an assignment. And then stayed on the fire department for 25 years.
What my is a eight, tanker?
It's a water truck, like, you know. After 18 years, I made captain, you know, which was, you know, kind of unique, because there was an ad in the paper and it said 4 people were promoted today to captain. John Doe, he's been on the fire department 6 years, and Joe Smith, he's been on the fire department 8 years, and Joe Black, he's been on there 10 years, and Monroe Williams, he's been on 18 and a half years, and we just promoted him, you know. And they were, you know, I mean, it was a big thing, you know. There were 2 blacks, as a matter of fact, promoted at the same time, myself and a guy named Bill Young. And it was, you know, it was an experience that, you know, there was a lot of little things that would happen on the job. You know, people would write on the locker, they may write Joe Nigger or something like that. And or one day we came to work and there was a swastika on the boots, you know, on the firefighter, somebody's boot that somebody else had put on there. And they, but there were some good people on there too. You know, there were people who, if they heard anything that sounded prejudiced, and, you know, they immediately jumped up and said something, or you know, came to, at that time, my defense, but it was, you know, just the overall black defense. But it was a good experience, and I look at the guys now that are, you know, that are on there. That's probably 7 or 8 chiefs, you know. As a matter of fact, the county fire chief is black, you know. So things have changed, and because they've changed, then it was, you know, it was worth all the things that you experienced, you know, seeing the change. And you think, well, it's great that that guys are able to do these things that none of us were able to do way back when.
What kind of traveling did you do in the Navy?
None. I was assigned to Oakland Naval Hospital, and that's where I worked for on the urology ward from the time that I was, the time that I went in until I got out.
Was that disappointing?
Oh no,
oh.
It was interesting work. Like I say, I scrubbed for this black doctor, and on everything that he did, that included all of the surgeries that we did on the ward. If he wanted to look at an autopsy or go to an autopsy, then I went with him. And I did all the meds. I ordered all the medications. I did all the IVs, you know, if anybody needed them, which wasn't allowed at the time, you know, and that's why that was unique. Everybody couldn't do an IV, you know. I had this nurse that, you know, just insisted, well, you do this IV, you know, and so I would do those. And so I had a, you know, I had a an education on the job, but it was an experience. You know, it gave me confidence. You know, because when I went in, you know, when I went in on the fire department, as far as first aid or anything like that, I got a first aid card. So I taught everybody there. You know, I gave everybody there their first aid card. You know, everything was in my head. You know, we'd sit around, they'd be talking about something, and I'd rattle off all the bones in the body and the different things like that. So I think that gave me, that background gave me their respect, you know, which I probably wouldn't have had, you know, coming on as one of the first, you know, black persons that they had ever seen, you know. I worked hard at the job, you know. I fought fire. I ate a lot of smoke. I tried to be the first one in the building because I knew, you know, that's what they look, you know, to gain their, again, gain their respect, you know, to make sure that anything that was going to be derogatory or negative, you know. So I think I did gain their respect. I think a lot of them would come up to me and, on this, you know, pull me aside and say, man, you know, I'm from so-and-so, and I never worked with a black person before, and man, you've changed my mind about these people, you know. Or I had people in a roundabout way still remember things that I did at fires that nobody else would do. So it was, you know, it was a thing where I guess, and I look back on it, you know, I kind of wish maybe I was coming along now, you know, things would have been a lot different, you know. I kind of feel a little bit cheated, you know, because I didn't get the rank that I probably should have if I deserved it, and maybe some of the accolades that I should have gotten, even though I, you know, I did get a few little plaques and things, you know, that nobody else has.
Well,